grace alone. Now grace is something you cannot earn, you cannot buy, and you cannot spurn. For to get it, you must be really in need. As a man entangled, he must be freed. If you should try to earn some grace, then wages for works would take its place. If you try to buy it, then you don't have a need. Grace is always bestowed, it must be agreed. If you should have virtue, which calls it on, then it's mercy you plead, and grace is gone. When you've nothing left you can call your own, it is then grace abounds and delights to be shown. So as we have naught to present before God save the merits of Jesus our Saviour's blood, we are hopelessly lost, dead in Adam's sin, until by God's grace we're accepted in. Yes, God's undeserved favour gives what we can't earn, accepting our substitute's life in return, who died on the cross to pay for all sin, that we, the condemned, may be righteous in him.